federal gas tax holiday. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden this afternoon expects to announce a proposal to temporarily lower gas prices as he urges Congress
to suspend the federal gas tax for 3 months. Right now, that tax is 18 cents a gallon for regular, and there's a 24 cent tax per gallon on diesel.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn says the administration should instead focus on increasing domestic oil production as a way to lower gas costs.
President Biden, unfortunately, has been captured by people who have unrealistic ideas about what our energy needs are.
Critics say a temporary suspension of the federal gas and diesel taxes won't save consumers much money, and there's no guarantee that the savings will be passed along to drivers. Ukraine's deputy prime minister today saying she's 100% certain that all 27 European Union nations will make her country a membership candidate. She says the decision could come as soon as tomorrow as the bloc holds a summit in Brussels, Belgium. The Federal Reserve's expected to continue raising its benchmark interest rate in an effort to combat inflation.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell says there needs to be compelling evidence of an inflation slowdown before they will consider changing their strategy of raising interest rates.
We are strongly committed to bringing inflation back down, and we're moving expeditiously to do so.
The Fed raised rates by 0.75 percentage point last week. It's the largest increase since 1994.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. Some critics say they're concerned raising interest rates could trigger a recession. The Biden administration announcing today that it's providing logistical support to import the equivalent of about 16 million 8-ounce baby formula bottles from Mexico starting this weekend. It's part of the White House efforts to ease nationwide supply shortages caused by the closure of the largest U.S. manufacturing plant. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney is defending his policies amid public backlash over the deaths of two police officers.
L.A. District Attorney George Gascon is being blamed by some for policies that allowed Justin Flores to be given probation instead of jail time last year when he was found in possession of a firearm. Two El Monte, California officers were killed in a gunfight last week with Flores, who turned the gun on himself. During a press conference yesterday, Gascon pointed out that Flores, a felon with a criminal history, had been arrested mostly for drug-related offenses.
The history of the suspect, Mr. Flores, did not contain any evidence of violence.
Gascon, who is currently the target of a recall effort, called the system imperfect and noted a lack of resources for those with criminal records. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A cafe and food delivery app are being credited with helping free a hostage.
A 24-year-old woman held hostage and raped in a home in Bronx, New York, has been rescued thanks in part to a Grubhub order and workers at the Chipper Truck Cafe in Yonkers, New York, which received a breakfast order with a note Sunday morning reading essentially, "Please call police, don't make it obvious." The victim says things turned violent when they met in person months after meeting online. Among the charges against 32-year-old Kimoy Royal, rape, unlawful imprisonment, and sexual abuse. He's also now charged in an attempted sexual assault of another young woman. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Jurors at a civil trial yesterday found that Bill Cosby sexually abused a 16-year-old girl at the Playboy Mansion in 1975. The L.A. County jury found in favor of a now 64-year-old Judy Huth, awarding her $500,000. She said the fact that jurors believed her story meant more than the sum of money or the fact she didn't win punitive damages. It comes nearly a year after his Pennsylvania criminal conviction for sexual assault was thrown out and he was freed from prison. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.